Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
You know, traveling for queer folks can be very difficult, and we really always want to keep everyone educated on some of the worst and safest countries for LGBTQ travel, especially with everything happening not only in this country, but around the world. And so joining us is Asher Ferguson, a travel and family journalist who actually creates this list every year. I feel like we had him on last year talking about it, but now we got to talk about the changes. Asher, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh my God, Australian, right?
Yep.
I knew it. I remembered. Okay, so Asher, talk to us a little bit about some of the changes that we've seen over time from the last list that you put out versus now. Have there been any significant changes?
Yeah, well, one thing we did is previously we only had 150 countries, and now we have over 200, basically every country in the world. And so the worst destination previously was Nigeria, but Brunei, an island off the coast of Indonesia, has taken that worst spot now. And so there's been several countries that have gotten into all the worst spots. Another big change is we added transgender murder rates per capita. And a lot of South American countries have really high rates, like Brazil, for example, previously ranked around 15th. But now they're 33 on the list because they have such high violence towards especially trans individuals. And I'm not sure why the South American countries are so violent towards trans individuals, but it was very eye-opening this year doing that research.
I mean, yes, people should definitely check it out. Again, outtraveler.com talks about it. Then you all have also the website asherferguson.com. I guess, with this knowledge, how are people supposed to navigate where they travel? Just avoid, I mean, if anything's on the list, do they just avoid it? Is it like if there's one that's on a list like Midway, they could still go visit?
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case basis because certain cities and tourist areas can sometimes be very LGBTQ friendly, even when the laws of the country as a whole are not friendly. And so, for example, the Maldives, this paradisal island south of India, is an amazing destination for the LGBTQ individuals, but the country as a whole isn't very friendly. It's just that when you're in those fancy tourist resorts, those like little things floating on the water, then you're going to have a much different experience than if you went into the local city.
Yeah.
So it's really a matter of doing extensive research on the destination. And obviously, certain countries are going to be very safe in, a lot of the Western European countries, for example, and you don't really need to think about it. But when you start getting higher on the list, like number, let's say, 40 or 50, then I would recommend really doing your research.
Yeah, I mean, you have a criteria that you base all of this on. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and why that criteria is so important for this type of research in ranking?
Yeah, so we have 10 ranking factors. These include legalized same-sex marriage, worker protections, criminalization of violence, and a really great measurement is the Gallup poll that asks 1,000 people in every single country on the list, is the area where you live a good place to live for gay or lesbian people? A yes or no answer. And some countries had 91% of the people saying yes, whereas other countries had almost 0% saying yes. And then we also looked at transgender legal identity laws, trans murder rates, And then, of course, on the opposite side of the spectrum, we have, is same-sex relationships illegal, and what are the punishments for that? And are propaganda and morality laws in place that prevent the discussion of pro-LGBTQ issues? So countries that have all of those laws in place that are really against being queer, those are the countries I would really be cautious and want to do extra research on.
Any positive vibes to leave us with?
Yeah, there are a bunch of changes that we're seeing. We've been doing this since 2019, and overall, countries are improving, I would say, with many new countries legalizing same-sex marriage. For example, Switzerland just this summer passed the laws, and there's been a wave of marriages in Switzerland. So whenever I see that, I'm just like so happy because I've spent so much time reading the negative news. And so there are good things happening around the world. And I would say that like the groundswell is there for the whole world to be accepting. And it's just a matter of time.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you for breaking down this map of the worst and safest countries for the LGBTQ travelers waiting to travel. Asha Ferguson, thank you so much for being here once again. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.